Welcome. G'day.
Hey. Oh my gosh. It's not as fresh the second time. Welcome everybody to the Refuse Classification podcast, the 100% unofficial podcast going through Destructoid for Aussies, made by Aussies, made for Aussies, and any other people who are willing to listen and laugh at our silly, stupid accents. I am your host, Puppy Licks. I am here tonight with Mr. Dillinger.
Am I supposed to say? Oh, yeah, I am. Hi.
You're just mesmerized by my velvety voice.
Hello, I just love the way you do the intro, man. I'm just sitting there, like, stunned at it. It's, like, amazing. But special guest. Intro.
All right. Well, so we have Mr. Dillinger. We have Dan Mazkin, who is currently trying to get his Skype to work. So he shall be jumping into the fray in a few minutes, hopefully. And as well as that, we have our special guest, the cleaning guy. Say hello.
G'day. Hello.
Oh. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Okay.
Yes. To anyone who listened to our previous podcast, they'd know that we held a little competition. Basically, we all got drunk and wanted the best question to come on as a guest for this episode. The cleaning guy, unfortunately, was that man, so we'll try and not embarrass him too much. I'm sure he's embarrassed already just by being associated with us fucks. But we'll try and like clean it up as best as we can.
You can tell that Puppy Licks is very proud of his of his spawn that he's created in this.
Spawn, this is my seed.
Your seed, your spawn, yeah. Your creation.
This show is basically it is literally my jism. Literally.
And that's why what do you think every fortnight I love to bathe in this? I love to just up to my neck. No, fuck it, up to my like I don't want to be able to be. I don't want to be able to breathe if it's got anything to do with your jism. Anyway, I feel like we should actually get to know our guest a little bit. So, I think he should tell us a little bit about himself. Just the basics. What you'd answer in a game show.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me. I'm
Time's
from
up,
Seattle.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
pretend it's the blind date game. All right, contestant number one. What are your pros and cons?
Hello, ladies. Well, I'm dynamite. Let's see. Yeah, seriously. I'm from Seattle, which is not in Australia, as far as I know.
Yeah, I don't know of many Seattles in Victoria,
yeah.
At least. It's a big place, though.
But I grew up playing Sega games. I like Japanese stuff, fighting games, retro games, so forth, so on.
Nice.
All right, I'll shut up.
No, that's good, that's good. So you love your fighters, yeah, raised on Sega, and yeah, you just love, I'm assuming you love if you're retro games, if you've been raised on Sega.
Yeah. But I'm a little afraid, actually. By the end of this podcast, I'm going to be like, G'day! And people are going to be like, "Who? What are you doing?
You're going to be you're going to be infected with our Aussie disease.
With jism's jism.
Oh, boy. You're going to run with that joke all night now, aren't
you? Oh, I am. It's not just for tonight, man. I'm probably going to use it every fucking podcast now.
Everybody, welcome to Jismcast.
Yes, right. The jismist of the jisms.
Probably looks like an ejaculate boomer.
Oh. I think I could see the next left ahead coming out.
Sorry, I meant that as much love. As much love as possible, I'm sorry.
Love it. Anyway, speaking of jism, Mr. Dillinger, what have you been playing this week?
This week, I have been absolutely absorbed in Team Fortress 2. Unfortunately, I haven't got the PC version just yet, even though there are a lot of people have been telling me that it shits all over the Xbox 360 version. I have been playing it with Puppy Licks and a few other of my mates, and it is so much fun when you get together with a group of mates and just play it. The amount of shit, the amount of anarchy you can create through that game, it is absolutely astounding.
Yeah, as we know, you're
an engineer by choice.
Oh, I love the engineer. I love setting up a turret where people least expect to be anal fucked by bullets. It's the best.
Wait. When would a person expect to be anally fucked by bullets? I just wanna ask that. Are there clubs for that sort of thing? Like, not that I'm interested or anything.
Hey, look, it could be a massive. It could be a massive dildo shaped like a bullet. You know, people could be want to be like actually.
It costs $12,000 to fuck your ass for 12 seconds.
But man, no shit. There are people. You know those anal plugs? They're shaped a lot like what a fucking AK-47 bullet is. So
there's a bit of trivia for you, children.
That's right, people. I went to New South Wales just recently, which is a bit up from where we are now, and went kangaroo hunting. That's right. I shot our native animals, and it was fucking hilarious. I used a 308, and let me tell you, check those bullets. Wait. You can really fuck people's asses with it.
Why the hell did you do that? Why don't you just like set up your sentry and let do the trick for you? Sentry going on. Oh, yes. Yes. You should have been a little sniper with the bow and arrow, man.
Other than that, I've been playing Samurai Showdown 2 like usual. Dan, you're not going anywhere. Even though your mic's not working, I'm still going to chuck you onto this one to tell us what you've been playing this week. Shut the fuck up. Sit down. All right. James, I think we should ask what the cleaning guy's been playing.
Yes, cleaning guy, what have you been playing this week? Even though I'm pretty sure I'm not going to want to hear this answer. It's going to fill me with rage.
And you heard it already anyway. So,
That's true.
Oh, sorry. The listeners not supposed to know? All right, yeah, sorry. I was playing a lot of Infamous. I'm going through my second run through on hard.
Oh, how's that going for you?
I like it a lot. It's definitely not prototype, but it doesn't try to be. And it's really, I think it's a lot of fun, even though Jim Sterling doesn't. So,
yes. Then, well, we all know his thoughts on that game.
Yeah. But more importantly, I've been playing what nearly every single American Detroiter has been playing, Blaze Blue! Yay!
Tell us a little bit about Blaze Blue, man.
Can't believe it's not out here yet. Oh my god. See, Blaze Blue, for any of you lovely Americans who are playing it, dancing in fields of
high-def
flowers and stuff. Oh my god. Like, yeah. I'm just sitting here, don't mind me, I'm just ranting about how there's no PAL or multi-region release just yet. But anyway, yeah. Blaze Blue, how is it?
I like it a lot. It's very fast. It's a little slower than Guilty Gear, but it's got bigger sprites, and the characters are pretty unique, but they put them in the most insane storyline. I mean, people die life as a vampire with a robot arm, and I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I don't want to give you guys any spoilers or anything, because I'm sure you wouldn't want a piece of video game mastery ruined for you by some American guy on a podcast.
Some Kojima-esque plot point.
Oh my gosh. Kojima, excuse me, Kojima saw this, and he was like, man, I should use this in my next game.
You see with a note and a pad just going ape shit. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Taking down notes. This is what I'm gonna do.
Get David Hayter
on the phone. Arm, destroy the world, David Hayter, got it. Okay.
Done.
Besides Infamous and Blaze Blue, what else? Anything else to be?
Wait. I wanna just quickly fire a question off. So you're loving Blaze Blue. Which character is your favorite so far?
Well, I'm best with Jin, but he's boring. Again, I'm really...
He's just Kai Kiski, isn't he?
Yeah. Except he's also insane and wants to kill his brother. So, multiple times, in fact.
Well, delightful.
It's okay. I've wanted to do that a few times, even though I have no brother. But the reason I have no brother is because I fucking killed him. Anyway, go back on with what you were saying.
See, if you were Jin Kisaragi, you'd be able to kill him again because he was resurrected.
Oh, my god.
Oh, god, that'd be awesome.
And you'd be happy. Right. So, I like to play... I'm trying to learn how to use Rachel, who's a little vampire chick, because she's got... she's got a really cool drive move. You guys know about drive moves, right?
I think so. It's like you've got three attack buttons and then the drive button or something.
Yeah, and the drive button is the unique thing for each character. And Rachel's drive... is she can control the wind. So you can do stuff like shoot out a projectile and then like have the wind shoot it towards the enemy and then pull it back. And oh, just wow. like be throwing the enemy around like that. Or you can actually use, like, for example, if you're using a dashing attack, you can use the wind to throw you forward and you'll get more hits out of it and have more range. It's really cool.
Oh, shit.
But again, I'm absolutely horrible at the game. But so I need to learn how to do that a little better. But every character is pretty cool. I mean, I absolutely hate Hakumen.
Oh, is that the ninja dude with the tail?
Yeah, because seriously, when you're fighting him as a boss, especially let's use Rachel for an example, who takes a lot of damage. He's got a super or a distortion drive or whatever they're called in this game.
Yeah,
it will literally take off half of your life and. So you'll be comboing him and stuff, and he'll just be like, oh, super, bang.
And oh, whoa.
And because he's the boss version, he gets power faster and so forth and so on, does more damage, and just drives me crazy.
So explain a little bit of what BlazBlue is about for us noobs like me who actually don't know that much about it. Is it a turn-based Japanese RPG?
No. Whoa, have you been under a rock? My God.
I've watched the intro video for it.
It's a turn-based. No, it's a 2D fighter, man.
Ah, shit. Well, there we go.
Derp.
Yeah. I read that you work at GameStop. Now that
explains a lot. I do work at GameStop or EB Games, but unfortunately, because we actually aren't selling it in Australia, we actually have no idea on what it is.
There's no power units or anything, so.
We're
not seeing it here for at least a couple of months. I reckon if the system goes the way that it regularly does, we probably won't see it till next year. All we need is a nice distributor to bring it over. So hopefully, who knows? Because
we still don't have Rock Band 2. So
yeah, that's
there you go.
Yeah, isn't that a kick in the dick?
Yeah, I actually asked this question later in the when we get to the listener questions because I gave you another giant list of stuff. But
we'll let you answer wondering, all this.
Why don't you guys import games? Like,
We do sometimes, but usually if something we
NTSC.
Our consoles take PAL region games.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So if something gets created for PAL, usually it'll be like if it's released in Europe, it'll come here around about the same time.
What about
PS3 game, which is region PS3 region free.
PS3 games we import like motherfuckers. Yeah, we'll import.
Okay, cool.
It's just that I have two arcade sticks for my Xbox 360, so I want BlazBlue for that.
I actually just picked up a second arcade stick for my PS3, which is actually the official Hori BlazBlue arcade stick, which is pretty sweet. I meant to do a blog on that, actually. But...
Nice, you should. I'm actually about to start work my second arcade customization as well. It's not much. I just ripped the guts out of a Hori and put in like Sanwa buttons and a Sanwa gate and all that sort of thing. So, awesome.
Speaking of arcade sticks, guys, this guy came into EB Games with this duffel bag, and I didn't know whether it was a bomb or a gun or what the fuck he brought it in. But he brought in these fucking ADHD ADHD ridden kids running around the store like fucking like motherfuckers. And he puts this duffel bag up on the counter and he unzips it. And inside, he hands me the receipt first. And I look at the receipt and it says 1995 Video Games Heaven on it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, I have not seen Video Games Heaven since I was a fucking pup.
That brings back memories.
And he opened the bag and it was a double arcade stick that looked exactly like the arcade sticks that were on the original Street Fighter machines, like the whole yellow, white. Had blue buttons and stuff like that, and it had on the back of it for a Sega Mega Drive, a Nintendo, a Super Nintendo, and I forget what else, but it was three different consoles. You plug it into the
3DO.
Back of it, and 3DO. Man, fucking Panasonic 3DO. That was one of my first consoles. I love it. But yeah, really? going back to the arcade stick, he put it on the table. He goes, "How much can I get for this if I trade it in?" And I say, man, I'd love to take that off your hands because I know that there'd probably be some relic hunter, some video games relic hunter on eBay just wanting that.
If he had any brains, he'd be taking that to eBay.
Yeah.
He had the receipt, so he couldn't have stolen it, but yeah. What the fuck? What's he thinking going into eBay for that shit? Oh my God.
It was a fucking awesome thing. Like, there was people there buying Street Fighter 4 at the time, and they were looking at that thing, thinking if there was any way they could mod that for a Nintendo 64, for a fucking Xbox 360 or PS3.
It wouldn't be that hard, actually, but...
Yeah,
just rip out a PCB from one of those Mad Catz fight pads.
Yeah, pretty much. And just,
For fuck's sake, now I have to go and track that fucker down. I reckon you'd love that.
You can look that shit up on eBay. Like, people will... Because now people have been really clever about it ever since Street Fighter 4, like, generated all the hype. Now that people are building custom sticks for people, like, by order now, which is really good. Actually, the site, lizardlick.com, where I get all my arcade parts from, all the Sanwa parts... I used to be able to get parts really easily from them, and as soon as Street Fighter 4 came out, they have been completely overrun. Like, all their orders are back ordered by about 3 to 4 weeks at least.
Can't you only get things on Mondays or something like that?
Yeah, you can only log on to the online store on a Monday, which, yeah, for us Australians is like maybe a Monday afternoon or a Tuesday morning or something. And oh my god, I spent so long trying to get into their shop, and I finally managed to place my order. Finally got my parts, so I'm a happy chappy.
Why does the world have to be so fucking stupid? I mean, think about it. On the other side of the world, this poor bastard is up first thing in the morning to speak to us, and we're wanting to go to bed. It doesn't work. God fucked up big time, alright?
What? Wait, where did this come from?
I don't know, I'm just getting pissy about...
You're getting pissy?
I'm getting pissy at God for the whole structure of shit, alright?
Go have a fap in the corner and settle. Anyway, in case you asked, what have I been playing this week? I'll make it quick. I've been playing a lot of Team Fortress 2, as Mr. Dillinger has stated. We've been playing a lot together. He's been playing on a 360 version. I have as well when he's been on. But I've also been playing on the Steam version, and I'm sort of enjoying the massive difference between the two. It's terrifying, almost. You go from playing on the 360, which is just like classic mode, basically, and then you go on to Steam, and it's full of all these fancy upgrades, and since I'm a pyro player, I've got the back burner that I use from time to time, and the flare gun, which is just a work of art, and even subtle things like using an engineer, and you have level 3 upgradable teleporters and dispensers. You could never get that in the console version, not yet, because Microsoft won't let Valve update the damn thing. So,
I'm playing on the PS3. I'm never getting anything.
Yeah, that's the PS for you. I don't know. Valve and Microsoft are just butting heads so much because Valve don't want to charge people for the update, and Microsoft do. So it's such a headache. So everyone's just going to Steam instead. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So I think. And I've just installed Quake Live onto my PC, and I realized that the time, the like five, 6 years that I have not been playing Quake 3 have been really, really bad to me. Like, oh my god. I used to be alright. I used to be a pretty decent Quake 3 player. I wouldn't say I was tournament level or anything like that, but I was very competent. I could jump into a deathmatch and I could do alright. And now I am just so terrible. Like, oh my god. I just got raped. But it's still quite a nostalgia bomb. Like, any fans of Quake 3, you bring it up and it's all the same maps, all the same models, all the same sounds, everything. It's just Quake 3 in your browser. It's just, wow. It's, if you're willing to take the punishment, it's just great for the nostalgia factor. So I recommend it, especially considering it's free.
What if I've never played Quake 3, though?
Ooh.
Because I haven't. I'm curious.
Well, then you might be in a bit of trouble. It's very insane. It's very fast. It's very frantic. And chances are you're playing against people who've been playing it a lot longer than you. So it's pretty much like when I started playing Halo 3 online.
Is it a turn-based RPG or...?
It's an FPS.
No, I'm just
silly prick. You're playing funny buggers with me.
I'm just imitating Dillinger. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Touche. Okay, well, with that all underway, considering Dan Maskin is still MIA at the moment. Hang on a sec. Dan Maskin, what have you been playing?
Yes, I demand.
Wait, I can tell you what he's been playing. He's been playing a shitload of Prototype, and he just beat it the other day, and he thinks the end boss is shit, as do I. Apart from that, the game is fucking good fun. Yes. I won't spoil much, but my god, that in fact, yeah, wait, Cleaning Guy, do you mind if we spoil the end boss? Like, it's not a plot thing, it's just sort of a...
Yeah, go for it.
Alright. About three quarters of the way through the game, like, you fight these mutated enemies called hunters, and there's different levels of hunters. About three quarters of the way through the game, you'll fight this, like, top-level hunter called a Supreme Hunter, who's just a big, ugly motherfucker that likes to throw a lot of shit at you. And then you get to the end, and the final boss is revealed to you, and it's showed that it's just another Supreme Hunter, and you just have to fight it on an aircraft carrier with a time limit, and that's it. That's the big conclusion. Yeah, that's the big conclusion of the game, is you have to fight this enemy, which you've already fought before, except you have to do it in this amount of time. What the fuck?
That would be like if you were playing Mario, you were going through, and instead of Bowser, you had one of the Hammer Brothers.
Yes, exactly.
And a time bomb.
That's it. Well, what the fuck? What the fucking fuck? Like, the rest of the game, great fun, but there is a lot of things wrong with the game, but my god, that's so much fun.
Speaking of boss fights, what do you reckon the best boss fight you have ever actually had to battle? Like, from your recollection.
No, we'll save that for the spotlight, I reckon.
Actually, yeah, that's a good spotlight. We'll do that.
Alright. Awesome. Okay. So, yes, we'll just cut that out we'll insert that later on. So, hold that thought, audience. Boss fights. Right. You can use the time between now and then to think about your favorite boss fights and leave them in the comments. Not that anyone does.
I sure will.
That's because we love you and I pay you with sexual favors.
Via interwebs.
No, not via interwebs. My dick reaches from here all the way to Seattle.
Like a string of spaghetti.
That was.
That's why you were sleepless.
Oh my god,
Seattle.
While we're using tin cans, while we're using Skyfall, we can just tie tin cans to the end of your knob, right?
And just we could. But how are we going to record that to a bloody PC?
There are ways.
I'm just talking, mate.
So, moving along, I just want to talk about this. Not much news came out in Australian gaming this week, or this fortnight, except for one thing, but this is a very big issue. Any Australians might know of the Kevin Rudd's glorious plan of the clean feed internet censorship plan, or whatever the fuck he wants to call it. It's basically shortened down to clean feed. Long story short, the government wants to instill this program. ISPs are jumping on board where it's a filtering system that makes sure that Australian users cannot access child porn sites and sites that are incredibly offensive to children.
Wait. We can't access child porn sites. I demand that Kevin Rudd be shot now.
You're digging yourself a hole, man.
I'm joking. Go on.
I'm going to call Mr. Jones's family and friends.
All his co-workers. Wait till all his workmates find out that he's angry about no more
kids. Just Dillinger. I demand child porn.
Full of t-shirts, mate.
See, Pete, that's right. I went on to 4chan the other day just quickly and I said, post ending the 07 tells me what my next t-shirt's going to have on it. The guy who won said... ask me about my flash drives full of child porn. so now I have to get a fucking t-shirt that says that.
The clean feed. It's the government will basically have this blacklist of sites that they'll hand out to ISPs that are a part of this program, and any users that are a part of that ISP will not be able to access those websites. And if your site is put on the blacklist, there's no appeal. The blacklist actually got leaked, and this is still in the trial period, mind you, but this trial blacklist got leaked out. It found that there was more than just kiddie porn on there. There was all sorts of stuff. There was someone's MySpace page. There was a parody Wikipedia page. I think it could even have been Encyclopedia Dramatica, I don't know. And there was even a website that gave tips on how to play poker. They were just there, just because. It just sort of showed that the government could do what they want with the whole system. Block anyone, and there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. Now, where this relates to gaming is the real problem. Stephen Conroy, the lovely Minister for Broadband, has announced that this clean feed system will also block out websites that try to sell games that have a refused classification in Australia. I'm sure from their perspective, it's, oh, okay, so if a kid wants to try by RatePlay, they can't do it. But then...
You can just fucking download RatePlay. I did.
Ooh. But then you look at it from this perspective where...
What about Tyrant sites?
Huh?
Tyrant sites.
Yeah, that's it. Like, ISPs...
Oh, no, get fucked. We're rising against this, people. Sorry. Well,
people are already rising against it. But that's
now that I'm on board...
Well, hang on, because this is where the problem is for... Imagine if Fallout 3 was banned like it originally was, right?
I'd be mortified.
Yeah, so if it stayed banned, any website that would be selling PAL versions and shipped overseas would be banned in Australia. You wouldn't be able to access them. So imagine how many websites would sell a PAL copy of Fallout 3 and they'd be on the blacklist.
And you couldn't access them for any other reason.
That's right. You cannot access
it. So even if you weren't going there to purchase that game, you were going there to something else.
As far as I know, as this system works, if the site's on the blacklist, you cannot access
it. What about eBay?
Who knows? eBay? That's why everyone's arguing this system.
They'll never be able to get eBay on the blacklist. eBay fucking make way too much money. They wouldn't be able to do it. They'd pay themselves off that fucking blacklist easily.
Who knows?
Is your IP logged if you try to visit one of these sites? Because I'm thinking if you go, it's like, oh, I want to go buy some Fallout 3. And then the government gets your IP and it's like, oh, this guy's into kiddie porn. I mean, is that...
I don't know exactly. That could be part of how the system works, because one of the main complaints about the whole system as well is that the fact that any ISPs that try to bring it up, that try to use it, their internet speeds will come to a crawl as well. So that's another reason why the whole thing fucking sucks.
Yeah, I just don't think it's fair. I mean, I think part of the thing about the internet is that the government isn't supposed to regulate, like, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's illegal, but, you know, I don't like the idea of the government being like, oh, I can see exactly where you're going.
It's inevitable, in all honesty. I mean, think about it. 50 years ago, the world was a very physical world. There was no such thing as digital technology at all. All right. Now that pretty much the world is run by digital technology, they're going to try and police it as much as they tried to police the physical world back 50 years ago. And the more they try and get a grip on it, the more people are just going to try and fucking get around it. So, I don't know.
Just speaking as an American, I don't like it.
Yeah,
well, we don't like it either.
We don't like it because we really don't like it. But in saying that, I'm going to have to actually take you up on that offer of my offer of marrying you, so that I can move over to the States.
He's going for the green card.
Fucking host. Yeah. Hey, we can go to Philadelphia and get married, cleaning guy. I said I would, but you have to give good head, all right?
Well...
Better start practicing.
I recommend a very small cucumber.
That's the line. I just want to say as well, another development out of this whole clean feed issue is that as well as games that have refused classification, they want to be able to ban games that have no classification. Now, I don't know how the hell they're going to do this, but they say they want to include Flash games. So any offensive Flash games they want to ban. Good fucking luck. So
grounds, all that. It's gone.
Exactly. Like, they want to try police that. Good fucking luck. And MMOs. Like, they haven't said anything about World of Warcraft yet, which everyone's really worried about. But apparently they are going to ban Second Life because it's adult-oriented.
Wait. Yeah. And Dan Maskin had to chuck in there that nothing of value is very much lost there. So...
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is it still in the works? Is it being approved? Is it going to happen?
Well, it's still at a trial period. A lot of ISPs, a few ISPs are going for it. A few other ISPs like IINet, who we are with, awesome, basically laughing at them and telling them to go fuck themselves.
So basically, it doesn't have to happen Australia-wide. It depends on your provider, is that right?
Well, in this trial period, it depends on who wants to pick it up. But if it works, the government could just force everyone into it.
It's crazy.
And just a side note on just, you know, an extra plug for IINet. They're getting sued because they have a torrent cache. And yeah, all the record, or a few film companies are trying to sue the fuck out of them. And basically, if this wins, this is going to be like an extra, you know, basically, IINet will go down. No other, and the clean feed issue will just sort of steamroll from there.
Look, man, in all honesty, I mean, look, you can say that it's a fuck around, it's a pain in the ass, it's a cunt act. It's
1984 style bullshit, man. It's too much power in the hands of the government. Like that little,
it's inevitable, man. People who have power just want more.
You can say it's inevitable, but it's bullshit.
Should be afraid of their people.
are you suggesting we start a
yes,
epic fail guy?
Let's go over and throw the Prime Minister.
Yeah, that's it. Go to Prime Minister Kevin Rudd and just shit on his head. I'll do it.
Let's go throw shit at his house.
I'll give you guys emotional support over Skype.
Whoa. Hey?
Yep.
Yeah. One sec. Dan Maskin believes that it's not going to happen because of the money. Do you want to... Yeah, just... All right, Dan Maskin is stepping up to the plate. He's stealing Mr. Dillinger's headset.
Just hello! Like,
hello!
Hey!
Fuck. Dillinger's off! Fuck him! Fuck him off! He fucking missed me, right. I know it.
So, what's
left to
your
say point? Is that I don't think this will actually go anywhere because of money.
Money!
It's a massive fucking industry. It's the biggest industry. You think if all of a sudden... Australia says no to DVDs that are R18 or over. So unless it meets the qualification, bang, gone. So, fuck, nearly any Tarantino film, all fucking massive label films, like they're just going to turn around to these massive companies like Sony and Universal and say, look, you're not allowed to do business in our country because your game doesn't meet our standards. They're going to turn around to EA and Activision and fucking all of these other companies and say, look, you're not allowed to sell billions of dollars worth of stock in our country because your games don't meet our standards. These guys are going to turn around and say, do you want our fucking money or not? And then the government will fold immediately and go, oh, yeah.
All right.
Let us move up our assholes.
Yeah.
Want some cash.
Exactly. You got like the guys on the lowest rungs and the lower tiers making a fight, trying to fight what they believe is the moral battle. The second money comes into it and the higher ups say, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, oh, we're trying to protect the children. It's like, we're losing millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars. What the fuck do you think you're doing?
Yeah.
Fuck the
children.
The whole thing will get thrown in the bin. Bad!
There's Daniel's two cents. Dan Maskin said his piece. I think long story short, out of all that, our government sucks. They're a bunch of fucking whingy ass pricks who think they could nanny us to do everything. It's fucking bullshit. What do you reckon, cleaning guy? Are you glad to be in America now more than ever when you hear about our bullshit?
That made me start singing. I mean,
fuck, I'm yeah serious.
Oh, say can you see
I don't believe that.
Don't keep going.
Right. At least I can say that. At least we're not Germany.
Whoa! Oh yeah. At least we haven't had a leader like Hitler completely fuck us up before, have we? Oh, he actually got the economy going Germany again. So like,
I'm talking about with their game censorship.
Oh well, fuck that.
No. But there is that whole Nazi thing as well. Oh right, that whole Nazi thing. Yes.
Yeah, that's second to gaming. The whole, you know, 6 million Jews killed. Well, who gives a fuck?
Hey, if it wasn't for Hitler and the Nazis, who else would we have to shoot in their video games?
And that's right.
Zombies and robots and aliens. Like, we'd have one less thing to shoot, which is Nazis, which is the big four of things that you want to shoot in a video game.
Yes, very true.
All right. Well, I think that was just about all the news, but I just want to quickly hear your opinions on a certain trailer. I know, this is blatantly fanboyish of me, considering I've been fapping over this over the last...
Can I just, like, just butt in here?
Let me just set the scene. Cleaning guy. Have you seen or heard anything about the new MechWarrior game?
I'm so excited. I saw your blog earlier. I haven't seen the trailer yet, but...
It's good!
The full trailer was released, man. And I watched it just before we started the podcast, and I was kneeling right near Puppy Licks, and I nearly fucked his leg.
I felt some nudge.
I nearly fucked his leg to the point of ejaculation, man. It looked awesome.
Man, I've seen the trailer like 4 times already, and I was going to fuck him back just because I was that excited.
Like, here's an indication of how young I am. MechWarrior 4 was my first PC game.
Wow.
And
oh my God.
It was incredible. Like, at first, you know, I had no idea how to control it because it was in 3D and it wasn't Mario or Mega Man or anything. But after I got it, and like I learned just how beautiful and well arranged it was like
the beauty of like big stompy robots. What was your favorite mech? What was your favorite battle mech?
Man, it's been so long, but I haven't played this since forever, but I want to say, like, was the one called like the Raven? It was tiny, sort of tiny.
The Raven, yeah, I think that was a scout class one.
Yeah, I loved using that just because it had jump jets.
A lot of people love the jump jets. I used to always install them in like in MechWarrior 2. Like, that's the one I first played back in the day. When you can modify your mechs, I actually like, even though I had the really big mechs like the Timberwolf, which was the Mad Cat in MechWarrior 3.
Clan Inner Sphere. It's like it's all the layouts, but
The I call it the Timberwolf. Fuck up. All right. All right. It's the Timberwolf to me, and I always used to try and chuck the jump jets on it, but because it was so heavy, it would only go up like 10 feet and then come crashing down again. I'd be like, fuck it.
Yeah, I used to do that with in MechWarrior 3 with the Supernova, which is a heavy motherfucker. I'd just load so many jump jets onto it just to see if I could get it off the ground. And another thing I used to do, I'd get like a Daishi, I think that's what it's called, and just put like so many weapons on it and zero heat sinks, and then just press like the enter key to cause like the the alpha strike to shoot all your weapons at once and just watch my mech explode from the overheat instantly.
Really, one thing I loved about the mech war is more than anything else. I mean, sure, you could make a game that has giant mechs and it could be shit. There's been plenty of examples of that in the past. Yes. All right, but the story within MechWarrior, if you actually read up on it and watched the videos and did your research on it, when you were part of a clan and you read up on the history of that clan and what their purpose was, and you actually started to believe the cause, and whenever you went out on a mission, you were fucking dedicated to the cause of destroying those other mechs. It wasn't just like, there's an enemy, I've got to take him down. It absorbed you in the game, and that's what a good story does, and I fucking love that about the
Wolf Dragoons, baby, for the win.
That's right.
I had no idea what was going on because I was like 8, but I was cool. I was like, alright, stompy robots, people are complaining, alright, let's do this.
Big stompy robots, yes.
Oh, fucking Earth, man, it's bloody 10 times, like, no, not 10, 100 times the size of an average person. You just fucking step on them, it's like goodbye. It's fucking awesome.
Did anyone else not like Mech Assault?
I liked it, but yeah,
it was so different, like, I don't know.
It was very arcadey, wasn't it?
I think I just accepted it just because it was all there was.
Yeah, at the time.
But yeah, I'm
not really anymore.
Yeah,
no, that's right. Do Activision have anything to do with the making? No.
Nah, it's well, this is why we've got to take this with a grain of salt, I guess, because the actual developer for it, apart from Smith and Tinker, who is Jordan Wiseman's company, who is the guy who created FASA and created BattleTech to begin with a long, long time ago. They're the ones who are helming the project, and the developers, or co-developers, I guess, are Piranha Games, and they have, like, they've been under a few different names, but basically their latest projects have only been sort of ports of the latest Transformers game and a Need for Speed game and a Medal of Honor game, I think.
And that's about it.
So yes, they have. Well, that's it. Like, you can look at it and think, oh, they're gonna that they're unproven. So that can either be good or bad. That means either they could pump out a piece of shit, or this is their first chance to make an IP that they really want. I read a big interview that IGN did with both the president of Piranha and Jordan Wiseman, actually, and hearing them both talk about it, they've been planning this since last October, since news came out that Jordan Wiseman got the license back from Microsoft for MechWarrior.
I'm surprised it hasn't been leaked earlier than this, yeah. Man.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Like, it leaked yesterday, and that was it, or it leaked, like, a day or two ago.
Yeah, and obviously you were on it, because as soon as you found out, you told me about it, and I started fucking... it didn't give away that it was Mech Warrior, but we had the gut feeling.
All the pieces were coming together, and yeah, bang, bang, there you go.
But yeah, I'm really excited. Hopefully, I sometimes, when you hear about a Hollywood adaptation of a game, pretty much most of the time when you hear that, you start to get, you know, the dread of them fucking ruining it. Yeah. But I reckon if they were to make a Mech Warrior film with current technology and the story that behind it, I reckon it could be fucking epic. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it can happen.
Mm. Well, I'm gonna...
No robot jar.
No!
Achilles!
Achilles!
I am the man that killed
you. Dan Maskin just informed us that everyone at his employment, place of employment, being can we name it? No, we can't name it. But a gaming company that he works for, basically went apeshit about robot jocks. So we're going to give a shout out to Dan Maskin's crew. How you going, guys? Thanks for listening. Thanks for your contributions to games and fuck off. Okay. Don't listen to the list, bud, because you're not in it that much, is that right? Yeah, go fuck a dick.
You gotta respect the Australian industry. Get alive over here, this tiny little island.
Alright, we better move on, man. It's getting on.
Ooh, alright, well, we just had our little fap session over Mech Warrior. We'll have to stop myself here, because I could just go on for hours. I'm probably going to watch the trailer again once we're done recording.
I'm probably going to go home and download the fucking games and play them.
Yeah, I've got I've got two in Mercenaries and three. Wait, what? Hang on.
Hold up.
Oh,
wait up. Okay, Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis, Full Throttle. And the dig.
For those of you who can't hear, Dan Maskin just asked Mr. Dillinger what his three of his favorite LucasArts adventure games, because of the recent Steam sale with LucasArts adventure games that are coming up. And there's quite a few. There's even a few recent ones like Star Wars Republic Commando and a few others.
I'm excited for that release.
Yeah,
I never played it. Looked pretty cool. I've kind of a PC that can run games again.
Well, I'm pretty much the same. Like, I saw a video for it, and when I hear people talking about it, when I played it, they seem to love the hell out of it. So yeah it looked good. But yeah, there's no Full Throttle, so fuck them. Anyway, moving right along.
I'm cracking the shit to Dan Maskin because he refuses to take my mic and contribute. What a cunt. Well,
let's make a little... I just want to make a little mention to the... Fuse Classification Spotlight.
Wait.
Any guy. Some, noises as well?
Yeah.
Contribute now.
Contribute what?
The noises, the music.
Hey, motherfuck.
All right. What was it? That
spotlight is
I forgot.
Best and worst, just bosses.
Oh yes! What a great fucking spotlight.
But specifically end bosses.
Yeah, you're gonna contribute now, aren't you, bitch?
So just specifically end bosses. Whether they've been a lot of the time, they're just fucking disappointing. Sometimes they can be just oh so goddamn
sick. I'm gonna steal
be careful, any very recent games, be careful of spoilers and all that, because I know of one that we'll warn of spoilers. Alright, but Dillinger, you go first.
Alright, I'm pretty sure we had this conversation about a year ago, and you forced me to go out and grab a copy of Metal Gear Solid 3. Now, you told me that there was a boss fight in that is surpasses any other boss.
I know which one you're talking about already.
Correct. I can't recall his name.
The End. The Sniper?
Yes.
Yes, The End.
The End. And the Sniper battle. Fucking amazing. And it's not one of those battles where you run in, hack it up. This battle can last for up to an hour, hour and a half of you just waiting, biding your time for the clean shot, hunting in this fucking... Oh, man, it's like the ultimate kill. But yeah, that was the best. I'm going to think of the worst while you give us your best.
All right. Cleaning guy, you want to give us any of your thoughts? Best or worst?
One of my favorites was Devil May Cry 3, when you fight... I don't know, the whole end game of Devil May Cry 3 I thought was really cool. Have you guys played it?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably. Okay, cool. Beaten it?
Yes.
All right, okay, cool. You know when... spoilers to anyone who hasn't. Is it old enough that I can call...
It's PS2, so yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, go nuts, fuck them.
Yeah, when Arkham turns into the big gelatinous blob, and he's actually a really easy boss, but then when Virgil comes out...
Yeah.
And it's just you and Virgil just tearing him to pieces.
Yeah,
that was really awesome.
That was really satisfying, then.
Especially because you could actually have your friend pick up controller 2 and press start.
What?
And you could. Okay, same thing with the Doppelganger. Like, if you get. If you beat the game on, like, Dante Must Die or something, you get Dante that has. Super Dante, which has, like, full Devil Trigger gauge, and you can just pull out the Doppelganger thing forever.
And you can just kill
the Doppelganger out. Yeah, and you can also do that with Virgil on the last stage.
Wow, I'd heard about that with the Doppelganger, but I never knew you could do that with Virgil. Holy shit.
It's pretty cool.
Wow, and, you just blew my fucking mind, man.
It's no easy feat, let me tell you that.
What are you talking about?
That scene is just so incredibly awesome, especially because like 2 seconds later, Virgil turns it around and is like, okay, let's kill each other.
Yeah.
Like, yay!
Your next
pitch. That was an epic fight. Yeah. But that favorite boss fight. Can I throw in like my favorite end game?
Yeah, sure. Like, why not?
Why not? You guys played The Darkness, right?
Yeah, man. Man. From the mansion onwards, are you going to say?
Yeah. Just that last maybe 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
So incredible.
Wow.
Like, yeah. That's all that needs to be said. And if you haven't played it, go play it, because it's like $15 to it. Sorry. On to you guys.
All right. Well, I've got to think of a really good boss battle now, because we could go on for ages of like some of the best ones. Like there's Shadow of the Colossus, which is just a constant series of incredible boss battles. For some reason, like, I don't know, maybe just me personally, I don't know, but a boss, a really great boss... I don't know, for some reason it's just so much better when the boss is like 50 times the size of you for some reason. I don't know why.
So like, don't say Chaos from Sonic Adventure.
Chaos. The Hydra from God of War, man. Like,
yeah. Right, that's what got people hooked on that shit. That was the first boss fight and it was just the most insane shit.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like even like one that's in my head, a pretty retro one actually, is what was it? Mega Man X. That fight with Sigma at the end, like, first you're fighting him in a small room, him and his fucking dog, but then he takes over this giant machine that was hiding in the background all the time. Next thing you know, you're fighting against this giant wolf motherfucker. But even in that, like, that was on the Super Nintendo. Even on the Nintendo for Mega Man 3, the boss was a giant motherfucker as well. And there's so many things like that where you... Whenever you're fighting something, like you see it a lot in shmups as well, and I think it's pretty much a stock standard for shmups where the boss has to be 50 times the size of you, otherwise it's just not satisfying.
Although Psycho Mantis from Metal Gear Solid, the original, he was good. He played when like the whole reading your memory card, putting your controller on the ground, that was pretty fucking sweet.
Oh, actually, speaking of memory cards,
Castlevania, don't you?
You're a careless one.
You say very, what does he say? Very rarely.
You like men.
how did you know? So the worst, boss.
Yeah, really shit boss fight. Prototype, obviously. We're just talking about it. I'm sure it's Dan Meskin's little contribution. I just hate boss fights that are just whatever, or boss fights that turn into a grind. Like, oh, Ninja Gaiden. Dan Meskin suggests the final boss in Ninja Gaiden. I thought he was all right, apart from the fact that, yeah. Was that when he was like the final boss was a giant fucking crawling skeleton, or when he was as a dragon? So the dragon form. I fucked him up pretty quick though. So, yeah.
What about Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII?
And it worked. Actually, one boss fight that really shat me was the final boss in Lost Planet. My God, that boss was annoying. Like, basically, in Lost Planet, you know, you have those vital suits, these big stompy robot suits that you walk around in. Oh, fucking, why do you think I like the game? Anyway, right, like, it's...
Grappling hooks, that's fine.
Oh, grappling hooks. And, well, even then, like, all the bosses in Lost Planet were fucking huge, so that's another thing that I really appreciated about it. But at the end, your mech goes apeshit. Like, it gets all superpowered and it can fly, and you're like, oh my God, I'm just, like, fucking... It goes all anime-styled where, yeah, it's got giant... I shit you not, it goes from, like, this snowbound, personalized mech sort of thing to flying with giant laser swords. Laser fucking swords! But then you fight this end boss who just, for no reason, has the same abilities as you, but it's the longest grind of a boss battle, and all you have to do is, like, keep your distance and keep shooting for, like, 5 minutes without dying, and you've won the game. It's so frustrating and annoying. It's just a grind, and I hate that.
Hello!
Oh, Dan Maskins, 2 cents. Fire away.
Yes. Is everyone still connected?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sweet. Cool. Sorry, I saw red
lights. Was that directed at me?
directed at everybody. Anyway, just talking about giant boss battles and just really satisfying ones. X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Apocalypse.
Yes. First time I ever played that in the arcade, and then you fight Apocalypse, you're like, what the fuck is this? It was fucking amazing. Like, expect to fight him, you're like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And then he grows to maybe 3 times the size of the actual screen, and he starts punching you, and his fist turns into a drill, and you have to jump up.
Gurren Lagann, sorry.
Like, you have to do like your super Hadouken, like directly in his face, like 3 inches away from his face. You just go, and he's just like, oh shit, in my face. Keep on fighting him.
It's like, it's your strongest move. It's meant to like kill a person, and he takes it like a punch.
So yes, I just had to come in and say that that is one of my most memorable boss battles because it was just so much fun. I still have fun when I play that game, just like taking him on. He gets satellites and shit, and he tries to shoot you from behind. You're like, yeah, fuck that. You kick the satellite, then you uppercut him in the face and fireball him in the chin. It was great.
Good.
Why can't more fighting games have bosses like that? Because, like, a giant boss who is, like, who's difficult, but you can still beat him is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But then they've got people like Gil in Street Fighter 3.
Fucking Gil.
I like Gil.
It's like,
he's a dick.
I don't like him because you beat him. And you're like, oh, dang, I didn't notice that he had a full super bar.
Yeah.
And he's just like, resurrection. And you're like,
oh. And you have to try to, like, get as close to him as you can and kick him in the face to stop it.
Yeah.
You can beat him. It's not impossible. And you don't hate him nearly as much as you hate Seth.
Yeah, Seth is a...
Seth is just fucking cheap and fucking hellish.
Yeah, it's like, what's that? You're in the middle of a combo? Too bad, Power Driver. Ha.
Yeah.
Upon you, Jim's suggestion, I was going through the game on hardest as Vega.
Yeah. What? You there? No? Oh my God, we've lost him. We're now experiencing technical difficulties.
La la la. La 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 la.
Can we please put that in?
Yeah.
In like the end.
I think we'll put it in now. Why not?
Ding, 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 ding. But while we're doing that,
you were saying about Seth or Gil.
Oh yeah. You get through the entire game on hardest without losing a round, and then Seth just, oh hi. Do you want to be pile driver 70 times? And you're like, no. And he's like, too bad.
Yeah. Too bad, so shit.
He might be my least favorite boss fight, actually.
And like you were saying before about Blaze Blue, like Guilty Gear's boss fight, I know, she was a fucking bitch. When she has a super move that, like, even when blocking, it takes half your health and there's no way to dodge it whatsoever.
Well, but it's like the hardest thing to learn. I saw a YouTube video on
The wave, you have to learn the wavelength and everything, and you have to stand in it.
The first thing, the worst thing is if you jump over her while she's doing that,
yeah,
she explodes into like a zillion more.
Yeah, just to punish you for doing it in the first place. She's like, yeah, you go, like,
oh, that's right, shit. Boom. Yeah, or, and
could I mention them?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, keep going. No, all right, you guys are on the topic, so.
Okay, well, yeah, it's even like the specials that you have don't work on, which is like aiming at you.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Oh, terrible. Such a pain in the ass. So, yeah. But I beat the shit out of her.
Yeah.
I managed to get good enough where I could just destroy her eventually after like almost breaking the controller God knows how many times. Soul bad guy for the win. Anyway. So
just gonna say, do you guys remember playing just looking up some research on the worst boss fights. Do you guys ever play Doom 2?
Yeah.
The boss for that was John Romeo's severed head on a stick.
Yeah.
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 Oh,
I always cheated. Always cheated.
I'm sitting in a room with two guys who never play through Doom or Doom 2 without cheats. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
I don't know. Played it at all.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Mr. 18-year-old here, not grasping onto his roots. All right, say that again for the crowd.
I never played Doom 2.
Oh,
man.
Oh, is it Doom 1 or Doom 2 that's on Xbox Live?
I'm pretty sure they're both on Xbox Live now.
Both of them?
I'm pretty sure.
Hmm. I'll just not download it from somewhere. It's probably not worth the money on Live. But yeah, just not download it.
I'll tell you what, man.
Oh, yes. That's very true. And you can have it on your iPhone. You can actually have the 3D, like the new Doom 3 or whatever it is on your iPhone as well, which is pretty cool.
Man, I'll tell you, the best installment of Doom was the final episode of Doom 1, which is Inferno.
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
All the people stuck up on crucifixes and stuff like that. And yeah, it was pretty fucked up. Well, you're actually in hell.
Yeah.
In the first episode, you're on Mars. Second episode, you're in the gateways of hell. And the third one, you're fucking cooking in hell. So it's pretty full on.
Shooting cunts left, right, and center.
And then in Doom 2, you're on Earth where hell has come there.
And then they go back into hell to fuck them up, and there's the big John Romero head, and you no clip through the wall to see his head on a stick, and then you chainsaw him and he looks all upset, and then he makes Daikatana and we all laugh at him for being a stupid fuck.
But yeah, I'd say best boss battles, Metal Gear Solid wins pretty much hands down usually, except for the rollerblading bloody bomb placer from Metal Gear Solid Sons of it was Sons of Liberty, wasn't it?
Sons of Liberty.
First boss in that. He was just fucking retarded.
Yeah, he was a bit of a dick. He was a dick.
Mm.
I guess that sums it up pretty well.
Cool.
All right, well, that was the Refused Classification Spotlight. Me. Oh, wait. Ooh.
Nice. There we go.
All right, on to listener questions. Let's see what people have been asking us.
Let's.
Dun, 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 dun. Let's see, Mr. Dillinger, because he needs to give himself questions. Mr. Dillinger, who's a lovely chap, asks, "Hi guys, I'm 5'8", brown hair, brown eyes, loud, attention-seeking, and have a raging hard-on for twins. I am also in the same room as you right now. Can we copulate? And if not, why the fuck not? Also, Cox, much love. Well, considering you pumped my leg before, thanks to the MechWarrior trailer, you can sort that out pretty well.
I think we need Dan to contribute to this question since he is one of the twins. And they are twins, identical twins.
That's a little sandwich action.
Okay. He's keeping that, he's making me put the headset on.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
Ah, I'm on his bed! Oh, no.
For those of you who can't see what just happened, Mr. Dillinger just got thrown onto Dan Meskin's bed. Alright.
Oh, God.
We'll leave that to your imagination.
Oh, God, I'm back.
Totally unrelated. How tall is everyone?
How tall? I'm actually about more like 5'7" than 5'8". Okay. So I'm a shortish one. These two are a bit...
6 foot? Yeah, like that.
I'm 6'4".
Six, 6'4".
No, I'm the young one. No. I'm the tall one.
Yeah, you're a tall prick, man.
I'm not sure if we can get married anymore.
You can't go out with short guys.
It's okay.
Or is it just
because... Oh, why? Because we can't 69 that well.
Is it because he's, like, impure now that he's been soiled?
I've just been fucked up. That's Well, that's what I wanted. All right, moving on.
Moving on. All right, the next question comes from some handsome gent. Puppylix. Oh, wait, you're back. Sorry, we had a bit of interference there. We got another question from a handsome gent called Puppylix. He says, talk about Giants Citizen Kabuto, and he says that you're gay. I'm not gay. Fuck you, Puppylix. Anyway.
We're good asking our own questions, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, delightful.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're running short on time, so we might have to rush through this. But cool. Giant Citizen Kabuto, has anyone here played it?
No.
Cleaning Guy, have you played it?
No.
No? Okay. Well, me and Desmond has. Oh, it's awesome. It was made by Planet Moon Studios, who had some ex-members from Shiny, and the guys who made like Earthworm Jim and NDK and all sorts of beautifully surreal games. If you can find it, either buy like an old copy or like torrent it or not download it, whatever. Just try grab a copy and just give it a shot. Imagine like Tribes, but insane at the same time. Except like one third of it's like Tribes. Another third is like Tribes, except you can use like giant environmental spells. And the other third is not Tribes because you're a giant stomping monster that likes to eat everybody else. It's brilliant.
Sounds awesome.
And it's funny as fuck as well. So trust me, I've not come across a game that funny in a long time. So give it a crack. I highly recommend it.
All right, I'll give it a go.
Cool.
King Freebo. You bastard.
Yeah. He wants to know, why is Blaze Blue the best fighting game since forever? Oh, wait, I have it and you don't.
Well,
I am.
Whereabouts does he reside? Do you know where he resides? Whereabouts? In America?
No.
No? Well, okay. Cleaning Guy, since you are a cleaning guy, you are the cleaner. I need you to track down King Frevo, fuck him in the ass with a knife, and steal his copy of Blaze Blue for our lovely Puppylix here.
But
all right, that is your mission.
Well, unless he's got the PS3 version, but I told you I want the Xbox version, you dick.
Huh?
You gotta pay attention, son. Just you don't need the Steelers copy. Just, you know, or maybe just break it, just make him cry. Don't do that. He's a nice guy. Yeah, just fuck him in the ass. Just, you know, just cuddle him afterwards.
He's more than a nice guy. Okay. He's number 3 on the Destructoid list.
Yeah. He's a
bit.
Yes, he is. Pretty sure.
That's because of all the child porn he hands around. Anyway.
CP, I love it. Okay. Right,
let's see. Craze asks, how many podcasts can a podcast cast that a podcast could cast pod? That's a serious fucking question. Craze, it's serious business. Wait. I can answer this. 8 so far. Because we're up to episode 8. Alright, now the cleaning guy. You've given us another barrage of questions. So, how about we have you answer them all, just for shits and giggles? Cleaning guy.
Dillinger, you mentioned that you didn't like Sony because they killed Sega. Everyone shares some Sega nostalgia.
Well, I got a Genesis when I was about, I think it was like Christmas in 95, so it was pretty old by then, but it was my cousin's old Genesis, so it came with about a zillion games like X-Men and Sonic and Knuckles and all sorts of fun stuff like that. Ooh, and sold it to my grandma, quote unquote sold it. Then recently I actually got it back and it's currently hooked up in my room.
Oh,
so.
Fantastic.
Very good. Yeah, I bet you tracked that motherfucker down.
I did. I had to kidnap my grandma and tell her and beat her until she told me where it was. So,
can I ask, did the Retroforce crew have anything to do with it?
Maybe a little bit, but you know, I just got a Dreamcast a while back, and I was like, I need my Genesis back.
Just decide, yeah, I need that shit. I was the same with where we grew up. We had this Super Nintendo, and we thought we lost it. Turns out it was at our parents' place, hidden away in some far-reaching locker back in the house. and we found it by accident, and I almost lost my shit. So it's been sitting all set up in my room ever since. Even though it's like trying to play Super Nintendo off a higher def TV, my God, it's a new experience.
It's funny, yeah. Man. Speaking of Sega, my cousin used to have a Sega Mega Drive, which is the Australian version of the Genesis. And I used to always go over to his house, even though I hated going there, just so I could fucking play, because I only had a Master System. It's amazing what video games will make a person do.
I know, really.
Yeah, we did that as well. We're bad people. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I once had a friend that they weren't actually huge friends with, but had a great video game collection. So they're like, hey, buddy.
Yes.
Want to hang out? Lend me Mega Man X3.
Yeah, hey, what's that? You got the new Ninja Turtles game? Oh, my God. Yeah, can we play that? Let's play RoboCop. Yeah. Oh my God, those games are terrible. Actually, like, fuck with this
like,
guy playing.
And they're like, I call player one. You're like, hell with you.
Get the fuck out. But it's my house. I don't care.
Entomology on everyone's usernames, please.
Yeah. Why do you want us to link our usernames to insects?
No. That's entomology is for the Y, and that's bugs. This is like history. Your names.
Cool.
Don't I look like a silly dick now?
Yes, Puppy Licks, aka Robot Fart.
Well, I do. More so than usual, anyway.
Cool. Okay, so I guess I have to find the entomology of my username. I was playing Halo at friend's house, and yes. I was horrible, and I was like, oh, I've got an idea. I'll just be, like, the janitor. And so, you know, kill them. You were killed. You killed the janitor who was hanging out, and you know, if he killed you, janitor killed you. So that's neat. So I just changed it to the cleaning guy because that's got a cool double meaning behind it. And yeah, cool. Then I just kept it.
No, that's cool. So, you can dig it.
Yeah, how about you guys? I'm curious.
Awesome. Well, Mr. Dillinger, I don't know how the fuck I got that one.
What about you?
A few little things really. First off, there's called Dillinger Escape Plan. Really fucking like them, and I actually got me looking up a whole myth or legend behind John Dillinger, the famous criminal during the Great Depression in the States that they're making the movie Public Enemies about, or they've made the movie Public Enemies about.
I just thought it was really good.
Yeah, wow. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So yeah, I basically loved. I fell in love with the story of John Dillinger. So I thought to myself, "Fuck it, get me with shit. I seem to fit that profile." That's Mr. Dillinger.
All right, cool. And let's see, me, Puppy Licks. Basically, I joined Detoid under the name... Oh, wait. We've lost him again. Come back. Come back, cleaning guy. There's a mess for you to clean up. Clean up. Cleaning guy. Welcome back.
Okay, I'm getting that box right now.
My name, Puppy Licks. First, I signed up to Detoid under the name Robot Fart. I wanted something really stupid and random. Chad Conselmo thought my name was... He just felt gross saying it. And he said, change it to something fun, like Puppy Licks. Everyone likes Puppy Licks. So I just emailed him and told Hamza, yeah, I want it to be Puppy Licks just for shits and giggles. And Hamza did, so I'm Puppy Licks. So I just changed all the imagery on my profile blog and everything, just the same image I used to have, except I like made it look like I taped a picture of a puppy on top. And yeah, so it's Puppy Licks. It's just a fun name. So everyone else gets a bit confused. I'm like, yeah, Puppy Licks. Who doesn't like Puppy Licks? Everyone loves Puppy Licks.
It's funny, when you were a robot fart, I used to always love a picture in a robot farting. It's just, I got this exhaust fume of air just coming out of its ass area.
A little steampunk valve or something.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. Transformers 2, a robot does fart, so it exists. exists. I need a gif of that, actually, just so I can put my thing.
For the record, that movie...
used to be a robot fart.
For the record, besides that robot fart, Megan Fox and Optimus Prime, that movie was shit. Anyway, moving on.
Dan Maskin, why'd you choose a username with Dan in it on a website filled with Dan? Probably just because your first name is Dan. But
that's right.
Why don't you do anything more creative?
That's just actually Dan's alter ego is Dan Maskin. So
that's just his gamer tag. He's used it for years.
Yeah. Awesome. So he stuck with it.
Yeah. I think that's pretty. Yeah. How'd you make it? Dan Maskin is coming on. He's going to be short, sweet. He's going to explain why Dan Maskin is called Dan Maskin.
I tried playing Morrowind 3, the Elder Scrolls, or whatever it is. Yep. Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. Mm-hmm. Played it for about an hour and a half before I got sick of it. But when I created a character, I thought, I have to create a name that sounds poofy and fucking fantasy shit that'll fit this game. So, Dan Muzkin. Hello, Dan Muzkin. So I was like, yeah. And then I ended up quite liking it. And then I thought, well, you know, I think I used it for a MySpace thing, and then I got Xbox, so I used it for my Xbox thing, and now I use it for fucking everything. So
cool.
Dan Muzkin.
Dan Muzk.
Dan Muzkin.
I just imagine, well, take Dan.
Dan Island.
How to take Dan and then try to have something fancy-ish, but still kind of, you know, hello, ye Dan Muzkin.
You realize I've got to refer to you like, throughout the show. That, yeah. I'm greeted by ye Dan Muzkin.
Fuck. fuck it. I'm done.
Okay, that's excellent. Right. Your guest host's voice. That's quite sexy.
I'd fuck him.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'd hit that shit. Mike Patton, what's his best vocal before? Oh, we'll skip the Macquarie thing because we've already done that.
Yeah, we already
Already fapped hard, but I'll fap later.
I'll fap with you.
I'm fapping right now. Anyway, Mike Patton's best vocal performance. Ooh.
It's funny. I have to toss up between a few, but like we're going to make this quick. So I'm going to say I downloaded a performance he did with an Italian orchestra where he was singing a whole heap of Italian classical songs and stuff like that, and like operatic songs. And I think in terms of vocal performance, it was fantastic. But other than that, I'd say probably like the usual. I mean, Faith No More, a lot of people say that, but I prefer, Peeping Tom and Phantomus and...
What was that?
Mr. Bungle,
definitely.
What was that Moonspeak thing that he did? Was it the Moonspeak Festival or something like that? Moonchild, maybe.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, he had this one solo vocal work that he did live. I think it was part of the Moonchild Festival, actually. I'll see if I can just look it up just so people will know what to search for. But he did not use any real words. It was just like he had pages and pages of it. You can see him doing it live. He's got no shirt on. There's sweat dripping from him. And he's just making noises, but he has it like all charted down. He knows exactly what he's doing and how he's doing it. It is... just insane. I think that's probably one of the biggest, most impressive things I've seen him do. So, yeah, I think it's, yeah, Moonchild. So look up Mike Patton solo, Moonchild, and the first video that comes up is him with no shirt on, and you will be greeted to something that you will not forget anytime soon. So that's what I reckon is his best performance, just because. Because fuck off, that's why.
My answer to that's pretty boring. I really like Angel Dust, and probably my favorite voice acting performance for him was definitely The Darkness.
Darkness.
Yes. He instilled that with you could have just done a big malevolent evil, but like he does so much different stuff with it. Like at times it sounds like The Darkness is in love with you, and it's like just from a sheer voice acting perspective, as someone who wants to like maybe do voice acting when he gets older, I was blown away.
Yeah, definitely. You can tell he had a lot of fun doing that.
Oh,
man.
I just want to
go play it again. Valve used a lot of his voices for Left 4 Dead and for Portal as well.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Destructoid did an interview with Mike Patton, and I don't know. I can't remember whether it was Destructoid or was another gaming website.
It was Destructoid. I remember.
I'm pretty sure Destructoid did an interview with Mike Patton just after he'd finished doing the voice acting for The Darkness. I looked it up. It's pretty fucking cool.
Cool. I might have to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just quickly, we'll blast through these last ones. What do you think of digital distribution as opposed to physical media? It's good as long as the service is solid, like Steam or whatever, and they don't try to impose bullshit DRM like a lot of people try to do.
I think it's going to take over physical very, very soon. I think within the next decade, we won't be purchasing physical games in stores anymore.
As long as the license...
No, I like this.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to have something. Maybe they'll have some option where you can order like some sort of promotional just disc.
I don't like it. It puts me out of a fucking job.
Yeah, anyway. True that. All right. You've already asked us the import question, so we can skip that as well. And
that's all I can think of right now.
Keep up the good work.
Awesome.
Well, I guess we fucked that one up. But yeah, so that is all the listener questions. Thank you, Cleaning Guy, again for like barraging us with a list of questions. We love answering them.
And also, thank you for being a guest on our podcast today, man. It's been awesome actually being like discussing things with you. I know we've had some technical difficulties, but it's good to have a guest on, man.
Yeah,
honestly, I love it. So
awesome, man.
Yeah,
well,
if you ever want me to come back, I'll do it.
For sure. We've had Ali D on, now we've got Bloody Cleaning Guy on. It's gonna be a cavalcade of accents.
That'll be good. I reckon we'll have to do, I don't know, maybe just be in the works, but maybe one time in the future, distant future, I'm not too sure how long. But we might get like two or three people on at the same time.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe like a roundtable discussion or something.
Yeah, that'd be good. We'll try and make it a bit more structured, so each of us don't cut each other off, and we all get a bit of a word in. But yeah, we'll think of something.
Sounds good.
Cut everyone off this time.
There
we go. I just did it again.
Oh my god! How could you? Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Ruined the entire podcast. Let's ruin it all.
Get out!
It's all good, man.
Well, thank you very much for coming. I'd just like to thank one of my co-hosts, Mr. Dillinger. I'd like to thank our other co-host, our absent co-host, Dan Maskin, who's been popping his head in every now and again.
He's working on a big screen of tits at the moment, which I can see amazingly.
Yeah, that's quite distracting. You have to do something about that. And a big thanks to our special guest, the Cleaning Guy.
I think we should give him a round of applause.
Let's give him a round of applause. Clap, 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 clap.
Very good.
I have been your host for tonight. I am Puppy Licks, a.k.a. Robot Fart, a.k.a. I forget what else I'm called. I go by many names. Hugh Jackman. and that has been episode 8 of Refuse Classification, the Aussie Detoid podcast.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Good night. Goodbye. Good morning. Whatever time you listen to this. Bye.
You were going to die today in a violent car accident.